This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, making headlines. This is just crazy. There was a gentleman who had to be admitted to the hospital in Dublin, Ireland, unnamed, and he had been treating a chronic back condition very uniquely. He came up with a very off-the-wall treatment to treat his chronic back pain. And unfortunately, it may not be as off the wall as we think, because people get all sorts of information on the internet and, you know, share information, etc. And apparently, he's been injecting himself with his own semen. He's 33 years old. He has been injecting himself, according to Daily Mail, with his own ejaculate for a year and a half to treat his chronic back pain. Unfortunately, he started to get an infection and swelling in his forearm, so he has this rash, swelling, and his right arm became infected with cellulitis. Now, from what I understand, with my medical training, there is absolutely no scientific evidence that semen can help somebody with severe back pain. Yet, people are seemingly taking their own health into their own hands. He had devised this cure independent of any medical advice, according to Dr. Lisa Dunn. And this was in a case report in the Irish Medical Journal. He revealed he had injected one monthly dose of semen for 18 consecutive months. He used a hypodermic needle that he had purchased online. I don't think he used fresh needles all the time. Did it work? No, it didn't. In fact, his back pain worsened. It had been instigated by lifting a heavy steel object. His condition originally improved after a short hospital stay, but then pain got worse, so he was treating himself. Now, botched injections. This is a theme that we keep seeing in the news. People may go to foreign countries, or they may go to clinics who they think is a real medical provider, and they find out that it's a sham. But what fascinates me is people are attracted to the idea of injections. Now, I mean, needles. Humans hate needles. Kids don't like needles. I don't like needles. But we've started to become fascinated with the idea that if you get a shot, it's going to cure. Maybe it started with our penicillin shots, given a shot of penicillin, right, in the 40s and 50s to treat an infection. We started to do that less, since we have a lot of people that claim they're allergic to penicillin and they're not. They might have just had a reaction because it was too much, too short a time. Maybe it induced an allergy. Vaccines. I mean, we are in love with injections because of vaccines. Some of us do not get the flu because we get the flu shot. I love the flu shot. Man, I swear by the flu shot. But it's a shot. But then you have people that will have fat injected into parts of their body to make themselves look younger. Stem cell therapy. Plasma treatments. So how successful are these ideas of shots? Well, you know, somebody has to have said that it helped them at some point for anybody to be crazy enough to do this. And again, I'm doing a study with medical students on the accuracy of health-related information on the internet. because I just think there's so much misinformation out and fake news, fake stuff on the internet. It's crazy. But I do believe that there are people out there saying such and such helped them. So then we have to look at, well, how powerful is placebo? My guess is that this gentleman was not the first person to do this. Somebody might have had back pain, injected himself with his semen or whatever, felt better, and said, great, it works. But meanwhile, most back pain does go away on its own. You know, when we talk about back pain, I always keep my fingers crossed, and I hope I don't jinx, because I never want to be plagued with chronic back pain. I've seen too many patients just suffer miserably. And many of us have herniated discs we don't even know about. We may not know about it because they don't hurt. We're not having pain, we're not having deficits, and we blow it off. But once these herniated discs or any other back issues, osteoarthritis buildup, etc., does kick in, sometimes it seems to be irreversible. But new onset back pain is usually reversible. New onset back pain will usually go away, which is why there's this big push to stop writing narcotics when somebody pulls their back out. So, in the olden days, you pulled out your back, would be doing x-rays, MRIs, giving you pain medication, telling you to rest. Now it's different. Now the recommendation is, okay, you pulled out your back, take some anti-inflammatories, keep moving, get back to work, push through it. Unless, of course, you have radiating pain down the legs, numbness or tingling, loss of urine, loss of stool, incontinence issues. But if it's just spasm and it's localized and we don't think you fractured anything, doctors are telling people to get back on the horse. Well, not the horse per se, but you know what I'm talking about. So, I agree. We probably could write less narcotics. We could probably x-ray you less. The average person that, you know, is sitting all day at work and ends up starting to get back pain because they're not in the most ergonomic position for their back, probably doesn't need an x-ray. However, because of liability, many doctors are going to image, because they don't want somebody to say, well, you missed a tumor, or you missed a fracture, or you missed a herniated disc. So until lawsuits start to settle down, you probably will be offered certain tests. But when it comes to new-onset acute low back pain, you probably don't need the x-ray. You probably don't need the narcotic. Like I said, though, unless you have the other symptoms. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SELLY. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Not you all, you all. Y'all. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So bad to the bone. You know what's a growing trend? Bone broth. I am hearing people love bone broth and losing weight. So what is bone broth? This is kind of interesting. Apparently Gwyneth Paltrow, who, again, looks stunning, watches her weight, looks fantastic, apparently touts drinking bone broth. It's a brew where you simmer animal bones. And the components that leak out from animal bones help fight inflammation, ease digestion, and reportedly help blood pressure, protect against diabetes, and make your skin glow. Now, I don't disbelieve this like I would with a lot of other fads, because I've been telling you guys for years that chicken soup works really well if the bones are in the soup. It's got to be the big bones. You don't want any kid, you know, swallowing bones. You got to be very, very careful when you make a chicken soup using bones. But the heat and the bones allows a release of collagen and a lot of other amino acids and a lot of other anti-inflammatory substances. So this is kind of one of those trends where I haven't been knocking it much because, yeah, throwing the bones into the soup seems to help from a nutrient standpoint. Now, it could be debated how viable those nutrients are after the heating, especially if soup is brought to near boiling, but the theory is there, and I really haven't seen much risk with it. But what's very interesting is a new study is now supporting these celebrity claims. Research showing that cooking pig bones, now some of us for religious reasons couldn't have pig, right, in our soup or whatever, but cooking pig bones for as little as 20 minutes releases proteins that can lower blood pressure, protect against heart disease and type 2 diabetes. So this latest research was carried out by the Institute of Argochemistry and Food Technology in Valencia, Spain, and led by food scientist Dr. Leticia Mora. So apparently this bone broth issue has dated back to the Stone Age. I guess they called it liquid gold. There's a variety of other names, I'm sure. Stone Age, it's not like we have any real documented, hieroglyphics or audio from back then. But there's a lot of amino acids. Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. And the authors write in the Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry that these proteins can lower blood pressure, protect against clots, and prevent diabetes. Now, with blood pressure affecting 103 million in the U.S., I would say this might be worth a try. Have a bunch of people with high blood pressure drink the bone broth. Have other people drink the broth that they think has the bone in it but doesn't, right? Because you need a placebo. And see what happens to blood pressure if the blood pressure goes down. This is kind of a pretty easy study to do. Although some people will say, well, you know, are you getting equal amounts of these amino acids? I mean, how do you know you're getting exact amounts to a science? I don't need exact amounts. Okay, if you make one big pot of this stuff, okay, and you kind of give everybody the same amount, you tell them to drink the same amount, I'm pretty comfortable with it being relatively equivalent portions of these amino acids. So, how did they do this study? Well, the bones were taken from white breed pigs that were culled to make Spanish dry cured ham. The bones were prepared by simulating Mediterranean household cooking, which involves samples being cooked to 212 degrees Fahrenheit for 20 minutes for an hour, so basically boiling, while others remained raw and acted as controls. Then they took sequences of these amino acids known as peptides, extracted them from the collagen released by the bones, and put through a simulated human gut in the lab. You see how much cheaper it is? Just drink it and see if their blood pressure goes down. But I get, people's blood pressure may go up and down for other reasons, so I get that. So they said the purpose of the work was to determine the presence of bioactive peptides with potential cardiovascular health benefits derived from dry cured ham byproducts, as well as their stability under different acid conditions and heating simulating traditional cooking. Okay, so they talk about a bunch of mumbo jumbo. And they found that the peptides could lower blood pressure because it would block enzymes that drive hypertension. My guess is in the angiotensin-renin system. And they said that certain enzymes were reduced by up to 50%. They said other peptides may also degrade hormones that drive high blood pressure and have been linked to diabetes. And they say these peptides were active when boiled for just 20 minutes. But simmering for an hour was more potent than the peptides in the uncooked control bones. So somebody may say, okay, look, Dr. Dahlia, why don't I just get some soup, throw some chicken bones in there or some ham bones or pig bones or whatever, okay? Maybe throw a couple beef ribs, make myself some soup, and use it. Well, the problem is in order for anybody to eat soup, there's got to be a lot of salt, okay? It's really hard to drink. You know what I mean? There could be other components that may not be as blood pressure friendly. You know, I mean, you guys can give it a try as long as you don't add the salt. See what it does. I doubt it's going to hurt you. But researchers think that consuming bone broth habitually could have a positive impact on cardiovascular health and a possible reduction of high blood pressure. Now, high blood pressure is serious stuff. If you're over 135 over 90 or 85, you're already considered to have high blood pressure. 140 over 90 used to be the cutoff, and now we're finding don't wait till you get that high. Ideally, we'd love your blood pressure 120 over 70 if we can. You're considered low blood pressure if your blood pressure is below 90 over 60. And if you do have high blood pressure, it puts you at risk for eye disease, kidney disease, heart disease, aneurysms, dementia, etc. So I think, you know, the idea of a non-pill in natural form that could be fairly cheap, right? Something you could drink every day. I think that's kind of what the public wants. You know, tell me what to make. I'll make it. Do that. Maybe it'll save me some money. Save me some side effects. Okay, so what about green tea? 1-877-DOCA-DOLLY. Some of you asked about green tea. Well, this is interesting. They say brewing green tea in bottled water instead of tap water is going to be healthier. They say bottled water resulted in double the amount of antioxidants. That's according to a study by Cornell University. They say, however, if you're drinking green tea for taste, tap water will be yummier. I don't like the taste of tea. I don't drink tea for... I do not drink tea for taste, unless it's a Long Island iced tea. So they say EGCG, epigallocatechin gallate, is a natural antioxidant found in green tea. And it has shown some benefits for brain and heart, according to Daily Mail. Apparently Jennifer Aniston says she drinks the tea. A lot of people use it for weight loss, etc. So the scientists want to be scientific about it. So they conducted tests. 2.5 grams of green tea was weighed out into pre-warmed Gaiwan tea brewing vessel. The green tea infusion was brewed for 3 minutes, then strained, and the EGCG of the tea infusions was then measured. Then they had 100 tea drinkers recruited to taste the tea. A spoon of tea. After giving details on their drinking tea habits, the volunteers evaluated 6 cups of tea, 3 black and 3 green. Then they rated each tea sample on if they liked the taste, appearance, etc., if it was bitter, sour, earthy, whatever. And they found that the tap water drastically lowered the ECGC amounts, but in a better taste. The researchers said this is because of the levels of calcium, magnesium, and iron that are higher in tap water. So in pure water, calcium and magnesium are filtered out, as well as iron. So they think that if you get rid of those other compounds or elements, you may then reap more health benefits from your green tea. So I'm kind of, you know, it's interesting because tap water, especially if we fluoridate our tap water in our city, you know, that gives you fluoride. Yeah, you are getting a lot of the extra minerals that seem to coalesce on your plumbing. Bottled water has been our go-to for now the last 10 years. So many people, I mean, now it's all about bottled water. My only problem with bottled water is it's in plastic bottles. And are we getting plastic chemicals leached in? A lot of people love the taste of bottled water. Well, maybe it's because there's other things in our bottled water that we don't know about. So green tea, which originated from China, made from Camellia sinensis leaves, is, being studied now to see if it helps, you know, ward off Alzheimer's, etc. So it's interesting. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is monitoring the situation in Syria after a suicide bomb attack. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack, and at least two U.S. soldiers have been killed. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin tells Fox News it's no coincidence this attack by ISIS took place when the United States says they're planning on withdrawing troops.
I think it's just as deliberate, just as purposeful today. I spent a long time meeting with the president a couple weeks ago on this topic, and he's certainly very focused. This is deliberate. This is not spontaneous.
Witnesses are testifying for and against the confirmation of William Barr as the next attorney general. Now, Barr is not present during the confirmation hearings on day two. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to President Trump asking him to reschedule his State of the Union address unless the partial government shutdown is resolved. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of our Facebook followers on the Dr. Dolly Show had told me that her husband was sick, and she took him to the urgent care and then to the emergency room. He had coughing, he had some blood in his sputum, fever, and no antibiotic was given. And it took the third time going to another urgent care to finally get an antibiotic. And this is starting to be a very, very common theme in my neck of the woods, where somebody has an infection and emergency rooms and urgent cares aren't giving the antibiotic anymore. And we got some splaining to do as doctors, okay? And this gentleman had ended up actually being sick a week and a half. The antibiotic, almost the next day, symptoms started to improve. And there's a lot of misconceptions about antibiotics. We have so many misconceptions about antibiotics, and unfortunately, many over-prescribing of it, such that now we have a society where those who need the antibiotics aren't getting them until the third or fourth expensive visit, or those who don't need them are getting them. And our antibiotic resistance problem is very dangerous. One suspicion I have for last year's flu season, which is not something that I think, you know, medical facilities want me to bring up, but we had a lot of people die from the flu last year. And I'm very interested in how many of those people went to the doctor asking for an antibiotic because they thought it was more than the flu, having pneumonia, etc., and were denied. And then, by the time they, you know, got sick, went to the hospital, it was too late. On the flip side, we have too many people getting an antibiotic who really don't need it. I can't tell you how many times people said, yeah, so I had bronchitis, they diagnosed me with bronchitis, and so I got an antibiotic. Well, most bronchitises are viral. The antibiotic will not help. Now, we've talked about the Z-Pak. The Z-Pak is one of the biggest go-to antibiotics, and I think the Z-Pak has some other magical properties that we don't really know about. Because I've seen people with bronchitis who should be viral. Okay? I mean, everything they're saying and describing for how they had their bronchitis, which is inflammation of the bronchioles, sounded viral to me. But they took a Z-Pak, and overnight, they started to feel better. I mean, we're talking after the first dose. And I remember when I was in training, I'm like, I wonder, even though I don't know the science behind it, if Z-Paks or some of these antibiotics have some sort of an anti-inflammatory effect, which is why people start to cough less or have less of their symptoms or feel better with an antibiotic. And then a few years after I had, you know, said that out loud and nobody paid attention to me, a study came out saying for those of you with COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, whenever you get an exacerbation, get a Z-Pak. And it helps. This was a study. And they found Z-Paks for people with COPD improved their recovery time from their exacerbation. And COPD is like smoker's asthma, where you have trouble breathing because of inflammation and a lack of elasticity of your lungs due to the damage of smoking. So here's a study that comes out a few years later, when I come up with my theory that nobody cares about when I come up with it, where an antibiotic like the Z-Pak specifically, is improving symptoms when the person doesn't have a bacterial infection. Well, a study didn't need to come out. People just got smart, and they noticed that when they took a Z-Pak, they got better. The average person that has a family to support and is afraid of losing their job and has to get to work will not really care, oh, is this going to, in the long term, affect antimicrobial resistance and cause superbugs? No. They're going to say, give me the gosh darn medication, let me get better so I can be at work tomorrow. So, the Z-Pak was one of the most asked for antibiotics. Viagra was one of the most asked for prescriptions, along with Xanax, narcotics. I don't know what other studies have been out there looking at the most number one, requested medication. But Z-Paks were for the longest time. Now, it's starting to go down. I'm noticing less requests for Z-Pak because people say, oh, you know, Z-Pak doesn't do anything for me anymore. Ah, really? The Z-Pak's not doing it for you anymore, huh? Well, it's because it was overused, overprescribed, overtaken. So now, the average doctor is an employee. He doesn't run his own business like I used to. I gave up my business. You just couldn't take on all the cost and all the regulations and all the BS that came with the Affordable Care Act. So a lot of doctors have chosen to become employees. Well, now there's standards that are being given by your employer. And what these standards are, not to prescribe antibiotics if you think it's viral. In fact, I'm hearing that doctors are penalized if they write an antibiotic without there being documented proof that there's a bacterial infection. Now, in order to get documented proof, you need to do a culture, a sputum culture, sinus culture, swab, etc. And cultures could take at least 72 hours to grow. Bacteria need time, need days to grow. So meanwhile, patients are going to the ER. Maybe they're getting a breathing treatment. Maybe they're getting steroids or something. But they're not being given the antibiotic. And then I hear about it. Well, I'm still sick and I'm worse. And then they end up getting the antibiotic. I mean, that I bring up that girl that was ziplining, that teenager, who ended up having an infection. The doctor cleaned it up really good, stitched it up, no antibiotics. She comes back a couple days later, it hurts, no antibiotics. Goes to another doctor, it hurts. He goes, well, I don't see any redness, but maybe you do have an infection. Let's try some antibiotics. By then it was too late. The infection had been so low on her fascia, which lines the muscles. The infection already spread. She goes into sepsis, almost dies, and ends up losing arms and legs because of the septic shock that she went into. So the problem the average medical provider has looking at this is you don't give an antibiotic when somebody needs it. They could die. You could be sued. But on the other end, you could lose your job if you write the antibiotic. Meanwhile, you guys as patients are like, wait a second here, okay? I need to be treated. I need to be taken care of. You guys deal with all this BS on your own. And so, how do you know if you need an antibiotic or not? Well, fever is huge. If your discharge, nasal discharge and sputum change color, that could still be viral. That doesn't necessarily mean bacterial. However, if after a few days it's getting worse, it's not getting better, most viruses start to show some improvement after about 4 or 5 days. That's kind of risky. Most viruses are gone by 7 to 10 days, but it's kind of risky because if you do have a bacterial infection, you'll get worse, you'll get worse, you'll get worse. And so I tell patients, trust your instinct. If you feel like it is getting bad in a quick way, and you feel like you're down for the count and it's not flu, you may need to get an antibiotic. If you're like, no, just the cough's just going on, I'm okay, I can live with it, I'm not getting worse, it may be viral, see what happens. But if after 7 to 10 days it's still going on, you may need an antibiotic. So I think what's happening is people are going to the ER, and they're at day 3, day 4, and it's not getting better. Now, one of my Facebook listeners asked me last week, should they just tell the ER that I've been having these symptoms for a week? No, don't lie. Because, again, we still have an antibiotic resistance problem. It really bothers me when people say a medicine doesn't work. But also, don't minimize. If you go, oh, yeah, I've had it for a day, and you've really had it for a week, be honest and tell them you've had it for a week. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a new term out there called bigorexia. You guys know what that is? I guess it's when you're bodybuilding to the point where you get super big. People like to peacock, they like to have big muscles, show off their veins. But according to Fox News, they're saying bodybuilding could go too far. They say if a bodybuilder or any other weight training buff gets too preoccupied with this game, right, of getting big, it could lead to a psychiatric disorder called muscle dysmorphia. So the media calls it big orexia, even though muscle dysmorphia is a term. According to ABC News, as many as 2% of people in the United States have a body dysmorphic disorder. Now, body dysmorphic disorder is where you do not like your body. And despite how good it looks, you continually find fault with it. Experts believe that a quarter of those people with body dysmorphic disorder actually have bigorexia. They say if you look at the numbers, that means 1 in 50 Americans are struggling with general body dysmorphia. There was a study published in Comprehensive Psychiatry found that these MD symptoms, right, muscle dysmorphia, meaning not happy with your muscles, affected over 8% of bodybuilders. The study used a structured interview to assess 108 bodybuilders, of which some had used steroids and some had not. Researchers found that all participants who reported MD symptoms had also used steroids. Several had even experienced bouts with anorexia in the past. They say another study on the topic was conducted in 2017 and published in the journal Sports Medicine. In this review, researchers looked at 31 different studies in order to assess whether muscle dysmorphia plague bodybuilders more than non-bodybuilder resistance, and the study found that bodybuilders did show a greater tendency towards MD symptoms, but a lot of the studies still weren't of high quality. So we need more studies on this. Now, some of you would say, well, who cares? Actually, some of you guys may be more prone to this than you think. You know, we talk about how working out, you have to become addicted to it. And I don't like using the word addicted, but when I used to go to the gym, when I was younger, I had to force myself to be addicted to it, where my day can't end until I go to the gym. I have to rearrange my day to make sure I could go to the gym. And I had a great body doing so. I mean, it has to be a religion. When you build your body, when you want to get cut, when you want to lose weight, you almost have to make it a religion. It almost has to dominate your day. Now, we don't talk about it in terms like that. You know, we were just talking about how to lose weight, you know, a couple episodes ago. Well, you need to change your eating habits. You can't really call it a diet. You know, you can't go to bed till you get your exercise done. You know, can't start your meal until you drink your water and eat your vegetables first. These are tricks to help you lose weight. But if you kind of look at the rituals that you have to do, it's like a religion. You have to morning, noon, and night, if you want to keep your weight down, you have to be cognizant of it, plan for it, and it does have to be something that pervades your day. Now, we were just talking about porn addiction a few segments back, where you're addicted if you do rearrange your day around it. Oh, but it's okay if it's your diet, but it's not okay if it's porn. But for those with successful diets, they are religious. You know, I don't really do well with my friends who are dieting because there's all these restrictions. We can't go out here. We can't do this. We can't do this. I can't order this because of cravings that they'll have. Well, it's not really fun. But they're happy because they're of the weight they want to be. Well, same thing with bodybuilding. You know, when you start building the muscle and start getting the look that you want, you're like, wait a second, you know, all right, I got a six-pack. I want a 12-pack. And then you go farther and you go farther. And, well, I want my muscles to be bigger. And sometimes it's that competitive drive that you have where you see other people and you're like, okay, well, I want that. And sometimes that's the only way to get stuff done. I think competition is very, very healthy. But unfortunately, we are growing a population of people who are becoming overly addicted. They say the characteristics common for people with muscle dysmorphia include weightlifting for multiple hours a day, anxiety and panic over missing a training session, training while they're injured, steroid and supplement abuse, irritability, anger, or depression, training at the expense of work and relationships. They say the OCD and Related Disorders Program points out that many people enjoy exercise and weightlifting, but the difference is people suffering from bigorexia is a preoccupation and they don't find enjoyment, especially when they miss the days. So, people often worry that they're too small, They don't have large enough, you know, muscles. They need to look like a certain look. Sometimes they start to obsess about perfectionism. So, you know, if you know anybody like this, I don't know how I would intervene because they'd probably be bigger than me and I'd be afraid they could punch me. You know, definitely not going to go up to somebody who is buff saying, I think you have body dysmorphic disorder. Can you please go get yourself checked out? You are too preoccupied with your body. But many of us are in relationships with people who do that, and maybe it's their hobby, whatnot, but once they start getting angry or having issues, right, when they can't work out, that is a problem. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So our sunscreens may be damaging our coral reefs. And Key West is going to take the first step in banning some sunscreens. So Key West of Florida, their city commission on Tuesday, unanimously voted to ban the sale of sunscreens that contain two ingredients, oxybenzone and octinoxate. Why? Because there's a growing body of scientific evidence that they could be harming coral reefs. According to Mill McCleary of the nonprofit environmental protection group Reef Relief, says this ordinance is just one other thing we could do to help improve and protect our water quality. Now, they say the measure, which passed 7-0, isn't law yet. The commission must review it for a second time to pass. Nearly 100 people turned out for the debate, 50 people, including dermatologists. They signed up to speak on the proposal. So this is kind of some big stuff. So we keep pushing sunscreen use to protect against cancer. On the flip side, certain sunscreens could harm the environment, and I also wonder if it could harm humans. There was a study that came out like a decade ago, maybe 7-8 years ago, that said sunscreens with oxybenzone may increase your risk of skin cancer because the chemical may cause an increase in free radicals that then could turn around and affect cells on the skin. And so, you know, I've said for many years, even though I'm a fan of avoiding skin cancer and using sunblock, because I believe sunblock does amazing when it comes to preventing, you know, sunburns and possibly skin cancer, I am a little nervous of the chemicals that we're being exposed to. Environmental researchers have published studies showing how these two ingredients can accumulate in the water from bathers or wastewater discharges, and it will damage coral reefs by bleaching, DNA damage, and death of the corals. In fact, there was a study in 2016 looking at the impact of this oxybenzone in coral reefs in Hawaii and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and they concluded that the sunscreen ingredient does pose a hazard. So if it's killing off coral reefs, and coral is, that's some hard material, starts to make you wonder what it could be doing to our bodies. Now, again, melanoma is way scarier than anything else, so I don't want to say not to use sunscreen, but I think we need to start rethinking what we're putting on our bodies. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
We trust the power of artificial intelligence to do a lot for us. Recommend books, movies, find our perfect romantic match, even drive our cars. So why trust your investments to yesterday's technology? With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence technology has been giving traders and investors the advantage they need and better protect them from sudden downturns. Because unlike humans, Vantage Point is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decision at the right time. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. Wouldn't you sleep better knowing your hard-earned capital is protected and growing thanks to Vantage Point? Stack the odds in your favor. Text DEMO to 411-411. That's DEMO to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point software. Text DEMO to 411-411.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.